Have you ever wondered how a song is made? How it starts? What happens during the recording process? How does an idea become that beautiful 3-minute thing you hear on the radio? My name is Emmeline, and in Journey of a Song, I take you on a tour of a musician's creative process, from the very first notes to the final, fully produced progression. As a singer-songwriter and an independent recording artist, I am intimately familiar with the magic of music creation, but I also know that each song has its own sacred story. Each week, I'll be talking to a different songwriter as they pull back the curtain on a favorite composition, beginning with the acoustic version of the song and ending with the final recorded product. In between, you'll hear a conversation about the inspiration behind the song, the decisions made in the recording booth, and the many ways in which music reflects and informs our emotions and our lives. This week, my guest is the emotive singer-songwriter Xavier Bernizard. Both a classically trained vocalist and a punk pop enthusiast, Xavier has used their career as a singer-songwriter to merge their musical loves, creating moving anthems with crystal clear vocals and singable hooks. Xavier self-identifies as a queer Latinx artist, and they seek to create art that serves as solace for others looking to confront, explore, and feel empowered in their identity. They're here today to talk about their new single, Restart. Welcome back to Journey of a Song. My name is Emmeline. I'm your host, and I'm so excited for today's episode because we have on with us Xavier Bernizard. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great and so happy to be here.
Yay! Xavier's a repeat offender. We had you on the show earlier, and I'm so stoked that you're back to talk about your new song, Restart.
So I've been waiting for this conversation all week, so I'm ready to unload all of it.
You guys heard it here first. It's gonna be a good deep dive. I'm so excited. But before we get into it, we're gonna let our audience hear the acoustic version of Restart right now.
Wish I could laugh like a kid again. Spend all my time talking to my friends. No bills to pay or wondering how it all ends. Being grown such sure that I can't complete. Grinding for cash, not quite my speed. Damn it, I'm broke again. Looks like I'm lost. Oh man, I'm so out of touch. Not feeling all right tonight. Looks like I lost the fight. Damned out of luck. Turn back time, enjoy a brand new life, clear out all mistakes, have a brand new slate, see old smile once again. Can I press rewind before I lose my mind? Start for a break apart, have a brand new start. Hear some laughter once again. Can I turn back time? Not very fond of growing old, it doesn't light a spark. Quit searching for ways to leave a mark. It's got bills to pay, you're wondering when it all ends. Move on, caterers coming up. Time for dreams, it's time to pay up. Damn it, I'm broke again. Looks like I'm lost, man. I'm so out of touch. Not feeling all right tonight. Looks like I lost a fight. Damned out of luck. Can I turn back time? Enjoy a brand new life. Clear out all mistakes. Have a brand new slate. See old smile once again. Can I press rewind before I lose my mind? Start for a break apart. Have a brand new start. Hear some laughter once again. Can I turn back time? Na 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 na. Live the story of a boy who never lost his heart, never took friends for granted, fought a face all the noise that could tear him apart. He would know that his life has meaning. I sure hope my life has meaning. Can I turn back time? Enjoy a brand new life. Clear out all mistakes. Have a brand new slate. See old smile once again. Can I press rewind before I lose my mind? It's time for a break apart. Have a brand new start. Hear some laughter once again. Can I turn back time?
Yay! Thank you so much.
Thank you. I've been stoked to hear the acoustic version of this since you sent me the fully produced version, which our listeners will get to hear at the end. But there's so much anthemic content in the production that I was really excited to hear the stripped down version, because you do a really good job of sort of disguising how the song began and how the song has ended up. And it was really beautiful to hear just keys and vocals. Thanks so much for playing for us.
Wow, thank you for allowing me this opportunity to play.
Always, always.
So fun.
Yeah, so we were talking offline about how clearly you articulate sort of the struggle of adulthood, especially creative adulthood, in this song. And that frustrating journey of trying to keep passion while you keep a bank account.
Yeah.
You know, and trying to keep your energy and enthusiasm up and your relationships healthy while you're also struggling to financially survive, and how real that struggle has become for so many people, you know, not just in COVID, but post-COVID, as we all struggle with the mental exhaustion of having gone through a pandemic that's not really over. And now, as you and I discussed, there's monkeypox. So 2022 is on the upswing for sure.
It really do be surprising us at every turn.
Man, yeah, I knew when we lost Betty White, it was going to be an interesting.
Oh,
I was like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for any of this. But you know, we as musicians sort of have a responsibility, I feel, to remind people that there's joy in the world, and that there is connection, and that there can be peace. And that we can find all of those things in art. And you do a really wonderful job of using your art to give voice to that struggle. Where did this song come from?
So funny enough, this is actually going to be an embarrassing reveal, but I was watching the Netflix special of Bo Burnham, Inside. And I was the song, Look Who's Inside Again, touched me for some reason, like, him explaining about like being a kid and like being inside telling jokes and then being an adult and telling jokes. And I was like, wow, that's kind of deep. That's really deep. And it was like, I was watching it, not when it came out, it was close to New Year's. And I was also making like a New Year's resolutions list, as people do. And it hit me that I'm getting old. I am 26 now, and I didn't really think about like age before, like after, before 25. I was like, I'm 23, I'm having fun, getting drunk at the club, life is great. But now it's like, oh, bills, responsibility. It's fun, and there's so much joy and so much adversity that you get to overcome, and so many challenges, and it's all great, so great. But sometimes you just wish you were a 12-year-old playing Super Smash in the GameCube. And hearing your mom being like, hey, you do your homework. And I was like, I already did it, mom. And so this song kind of like reminds, and not only just like those simple moments like that, so many, I think one of the hardest things of life, people always think that life is just life and death. Mm. And the beginning and the end, but there's so many endings. There's so many people that you met along the way that you don't get to talk to anymore. Not because anything bad happened, because you simply grew apart. And it's kind of like acknowledging all the relationships that you lost, whether it's family, friends, to circumstances of life, or the barrier of life between death. And really kind of like not romanticizing them, but acknowledging them, that they happened, in that you loved every single moment that you've lived through life. And if you could turn back at any point, would be beautiful.
But unfortunately, life doesn't work that way. But you can turn back time through songs.
Mm, I like that. Yeah, I love that you talk about people viewing life and death as absolutes.
Yeah.
Like, life exists, and the opposite of life is death. You know, Jewel has this great line that opens one of her records, Spirit, that goes, "You wake up to realize your standard of living somehow got stuck on survive." And I think that's something that you sort of articulate in this song, is that struggle of, what does it mean to live? Is it just paying your bills and getting from day to day? Is it checking the adulthood boxes and being successful, being like, now I own my car, now I have my own health insurance, now I, you know, now I pay my own taxes, like all of the boring adulthood things that we check off that feel like a triumph, not to diminish those, because yes, if you own your own car, congratulations, like that's a huge milestone of which you should be proud. You have your own health insurance, excellent, that's fantastic. But I feel like we can get caught in checking up on the boxes and lose sight of the reasons that we check the boxes. You know, we want to survive not just to say, oh, look, I did all the fancy adulthood things. Like, now I have my own apartment. But, you know, we want to survive to have friends, to make connections, to feel all the feelings.
Yeah. I completely agree. We, in so much... society sometimes but pushes us into that society, into that survival mode, and being, oh, you have to be put together, you have to work, pay bills, pay your taxes, get your health insurance, get all, it's kind of expected of people at a certain different stages. Like, there is expectation for teenagers now, there are expectations for like young early 20s, in your 30s, in mid-20s, late 20s, all of this, when everyone has their own timeline. Everyone has their own path, and everyone can make their own path. No one has to follow the standard rule of way of living. All of those things are important and are important goals to have. But you have to remember why you have those goals and why are you doing this? Because then you, that's when you lose your way. If you wake up one day being like, I don't know why I'm going to work today. I don't know why I bought all this stuff, why I made this life. That's a horrible feeling to have at the end of the day. It's important to always know, and you don't always know where you want to go, but always be aware of the place, the time and place that you are, and why are you doing the things that you are doing at the moment.
Well, and I hear you saying that purpose is a really important thing, that even if you're not sure of direction.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I make this analogy on the show a lot, so our listeners have heard it before, but I felt when I graduated college that adulthood was like being dropped in the middle of a dark forest without a flashlight.
Yeah.
And like with a compass that might work, you're not really sure if it works or not, but nobody gives you directions. They're just like, and go. Now it's survival, the real version. And there's a lot of fear in that. Because you don't have a direction and you're not sure where to go. And, you know, there are ways in which the educational system and your social interactions prepare you for aspects of adulthood. But I feel like nothing prepares you for all of adulthood. There's always that one thing that we're looking at as adults where we're like, I had no idea that I was going to be doing this.
Yeah. I always say the year, the first year after college is the roughest year. It's because it hits you. It hits you. You've been, if you like... everything is structured, everything's laid out for you. You have your goals, you know what to do to get good results.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're out of college, even if you do all the right things, you might not get great results. And it's daunting being responsible, being wholly responsible for your life.
Yeah, the map is gone.
Yeah, the map is gone. You're thrown into the ocean and hope you can swim.
Yeah, that's a really great analogy. So is that something that you continue to feel? The song feels personal, and you have this like heartbreaking line towards the end where you say, I sure hope my life has meaning, which hits a little bit like a gut punch, because I think we all hope that. But the truth is, we don't always live in a way that demonstrates that that hope is present in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we are just checking the boxes, and we do have to check ourselves and, you know, check in and be like, am I living in a way that has meaning? am I living in a way that's going to have a positive impact? Is that something that I'm still concerned about and giving adequate priority to? Is that something that you feel and something that you felt while writing this?
Definitely. So for me, it was, especially last summer, I had a really bad episode of depression. And my relationship with depression, even it's obviously not great. Like depression, not great, not a great feeling to have. But all the time that is lost in that, and like when I think the moment where it hits me that I get really, really, like I'm in a really low, is looking back and being like, I should be happy. Like this is not where I want it to end up to be. And I think that's kind of the epitome of this song, that I should be happy, that things should be good right now, that I had such a beautiful vision of how my life was supposed to turn out. Hmm. And it's not there. And kind of like wanting to like, oh, you like a video game, you didn't get the level right, you didn't get that puzzle back in the beginning, you just restart it and then you do it again, and it's it's great. And it was like a moment when I was checking off the New Year's resolutions. I want to travel more, I want to do this and that. It would be so much easier if I could just go back to an earlier pace, earlier stage in life, and then do it all again.
Clear out old mistakes, have a brand new slate.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's interesting though, because I bet if I asked you, you would say that those moments through darkness have sort of shaped who you are and the perspective that you have.
Yeah, definitely. So it's good that you can't restart and do it again, but you also still wish you could.
You wish you could give yourself the gift of starting over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a fascinating read on this. I feel like more and more we're talking as a society, and definitely on this show, about mental health. Mm-hmm. And the impact that all of us have experienced on our mental health in COVID.
Yeah.
In the post-COVID period, where we're all trying to decide what's safe, what's not safe. For those of us who play music, is it safe to drag people out to shows? Is that okay? Can I feel good about that? Or do I have to feel bad about that? And then sort of that reevaluation of your life, where when you're sitting at home alone for 6 months, you think a lot about your choices.
A lot of the choices were thought of. And I think we talked about this last time. Mm-hmm. I was on here, but COVID really forced everyone to be alone with themselves. And the way our society works, if you don't want to think, if you want to completely check out from yourself, you have 100% the ability to do that. You can put your whole being into work. If you're a musician, you can just write and just it is entirely possible to not have a moment to yourself. Mm-hmm. And COVID forced us, every single person in this planet, to like sit down, stay at home, and you just have yourself. You can't distract yourself with a friend. You can't just distract yourself with the environment of work. And that was scary for a lot of people. And I can't imagine all the mental issues that arise from just being on lockdown for 6 months.
And I feel like for those people out there who are listening, and for those of us who might have been using work or using social media, mm-hmm. or using our social lives to kind of put a Band-Aid on the bullet hole of depression,
yeah.
or a Band-Aid on the bullet hole of struggling with mental health in general, it just sort of ripped the Band-Aid off.
Yep.
You had to work a lot harder to keep that Band-Aid on.
Yeah.
And all of the things that we thought were fine, you know, the threads that we thought we were hanging on by, were suddenly mm-hmm. gone. But, you know, what I hear you saying is that sort of opened up opportunity. And I want to give a shout out to you. You know, you and I were scheduling this. And as we were scheduling, when we were going to sit down, you said, hey, I'm going to take a social media break, but... And I think that's such a beautiful thing, because it sounds like one of the lessons you learned is that it is good to stay.
Yeah.
To like give yourself time.
I have the tendency to wanting to do everything all at once. if I say, oh, I'm going to learn guitar this week. Oh, I'm also going to take singing lessons again. Oh, I'm going to like write 5 songs. Oh, I'm going to start working out. I try to do everything. It's a gift and a curse because when I want something done, it's done. But you get burned out and you forget. It's truly kind of like an escape mechanism. You don't feel well, so you, instead of like sitting down and be like, why don't I feel well? You go, I'm just gonna teach 10 kids how to sing.
I'm just gonna back. Productivity over it.
Yeah,
you know,
all of it, yeah.
I love that you highlight that. I think it is such an important message. I think our society glorifies the hustle,
mm-hmm.
especially in the arts, because we're sort of taught as artists that you might not have a job. You might not have a paycheck. So you should never say no to any opportunity mm-hmm. because it might not come back. You might not get that paycheck. And that's a horrible anvil to be holding over your own head.
And not only for just jobs, for youth as well. There's so much
more about that.
There's so much pressure to live. It's kind of like a very weird contrast. It's like there is this pressure that you only have your days of youth, you only have your 20s. You have to enjoy everything you want to do in your life has to be accomplished in your 20s. Mm. If you want to be a successful artist, 20s. If you want to be this, like that's kind of even media, like all the rom-coms, either high school or 20s. Mainly, except for I could be wrong. But it's like such a high focus to achieve in your 20s when you really have your whole life. You have your whole life is short, but also long.
Hmm.
It goes by very quickly, but you have a long time in this planet, and you should always push for for your goals and the things that you want to achieve if you truly want them, but you don't have to do them all in 1 year or all in 1 decade.
Hmm.
If you don't achieve something in your 20s, you have your 30s. If you don't achieve it in your 30s, you have your 40s. You have your 50s. You have your 60s. There is never a time to stop going for your dreams. And there is this pressure that you are young and this is when you're seen as most valuable. When it's not necessarily true, you should enjoy every single aspect of your life and every single waking moment that you have to the fullest.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that's fascinating that you talk about that idea of, oh, you're only young once as pressure.
Yeah.
As pressure to enjoy, pressure to live to the fullest, and kind of pressure to challenge yourself every day to figure out what that even means.
Yeah.
Because enjoy your youth could mean a lot of things. Does that mean I'm supposed to work really hard to get into the best schools so I, quote unquote, enjoy my youth? Or does that mean that I'm supposed to slack off and go to parties so that I enjoy my youth? Because, you know, you're only going to be invited to parties once.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I don't think I've ever thought about it that way.
Yeah.
That's cool. So the irony of this, though, is what I hear you saying is that we shouldn't put that pressure on ourselves because the only too late is never.
Yeah.
Which means you can really technically restart at any time.
Yep. It's true.
You are the one who has the remote control.
You have control over the course of your life. If you one day decide to wake up and be like, I don't like where I'm going. I don't like my path that I'm in right now. You have full autonomy and full power over yourself to change your surroundings and change your situation.
Oh, one more time for the people in the back.
You have full autonomy to change the situation that you're currently living in right now. Don't ever let anyone take away the power that you have within yourself, because only you can save yourself and only you can decide how you live your life. And if you are not deciding how you live your life, I don't want to say that's wrong, but you are cheating yourself.
Yeah. And I mean, getting back to the bridge of this song, where you're talking about a boy who never lost his heart, who never took his friends for granted. What I hear you saying to our listeners, and what I hear you saying through this song, is when you get to that, I sure hope my life has meaning line, when you're talking about the things that really give meaning, relationship, passion, drive, and desire, like personal desire for something. And, you know, shutting out the social noise and learning to listen to your own voice, which is such a hard lesson, but such an important one. When you say, I sure hope my life has meaning, what I hear you saying now to our listeners is, you're the only one who gets to decide if that is true.
Yeah.
And at any point, you can decide to make it true.
Yeah.
And it will be. And what sure. power that gives us.
Everyone is, I wish everyone could see how powerful they are. And see that my mom always says this quote, that the only thing that can't be overcome in life is death. That's the only thing we can't escape from.
I love that.
In this reality. But anything else, it's difficult, but you have the power to take the steps to fix the situation that you could. And every time I'm in a low, every time I'm in a struggle, I'm like, I can get through this. I don't know how to get through this right now, mm-hmm. but I will figure it out and I will get through it.
Yeah. The only thing insurmountable is death.
Yeah.
The only thing in life you can't overcome. My mom had something else that she used to say like that. Moms, man. Moms so are wise. Shout out to all the moms listening. But my mom used to tell me when I was growing up that God never gives you anything you can't handle,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, in its sweet Southern way is like, oh, if you think you have something you think you can't handle, God gave it to you because God thinks you can handle it.
Yeah.
So you probably can.
You probably can.
Well, and that switches the mindset, because if you believe, to quote Marie Forleo, that everything is figure outable, then it changes your mindset from, oh, I can't do this, to I don't know how to do this yet.
Yeah.
And that's where the restart happens, right?
That's when you restart. And you go back and, like, going back to the video game, and I'm such a nerd, I'm sorry.
we're getting into Savi's gaming tendencies. No, it's good, bring it. We're here for it.
You Google it. You literally Google it and, like, check all the cheat sheets. You figure out the paths, you watch tutorials. That's how life works.
Shout out to Gen Z. His answer to everything is Google it. I'm old enough to remember when you couldn't. I was telling a student of mine the other day, I was like, you know, when I was your age, if we had a song stuck in our head, it was just stuck in our head. And, like, for weeks, you would go around being like, what is that song? Now you can, like, hum it into your phone and your phone tells you. And on the one hand, thank God. But on the other hand, where's the fun in that? Who can you annoy with that? Nobody. But yeah, so there's always a way.
Yeah.
And you talk about going to the collective hive mind, right? Pulling the wisdom of the internet, which is a dangerous phrase to say on the radio. But casting that net across all of your social networks, your, like, actual real life social networks, and saying, all right, I'm stuck. But you may not be. So help me get unstuck.
And the hardest thing to realize is that you're stuck. I think that's truly the first step is to know when to ask for help, know when you need help, because the denial phase is long.
Yeah, so it sounds long. Like the voice of experience.
When you think things, when you just chug along and you think you got everything handled, and then it just blows up on your face and you're like, I was wrong. And now I got to ask for help. And it's a hard thing to asking for help. It's such a difficult thing to do.
Do you feel like that was an easy journey for you to make, though, from I don't know what I'm doing, like something is wrong, I need help, to now I will ask for help?
It was, because I'm a perfectionist and I like to be put together. And when I'm not put together is that's when I'm like, what's going on? But I've learned through experience and through so many circumstances that when you mess up, it's better just to ask for help. And better to ask for help than to keep trying to hide it and keep trying to beat the dead horse.
Yeah. So would you say that the chorus of this song is really a cry for help?
Yes.
Because you're asking questions like, can I turn back time? Can I press rewind?
Yes.
But you have to be asking someone.
Yes.
And so it sounds like for you, the voicing of those questions was not this kind of rhetorical screaming at the sky, but an actual turning to the audience for help.
Yes. It's the way I envisioned it is more pleading. Pleading, like, I don't like where this is going right now. Can I go back? Can, like, is this possible? I can't handle my situation right now. I can't handle another heartbreak. I can't handle another disappointment. I can't handle not reaching my dreams. Can I please go back and fix it?
No, I think that's a really poignant plea. And I
Yeah.
think that the interesting thing about this is, the song is called Restart. And we think
Yes.
of restart so often as a rewind. And you have that line, like, can I press rewind before I lose my mind? I think what I hear you saying, though, is you don't have to press rewind. You can give yourself the gift of a new slate. You can give yourself the gift of laughing like a kid again. But that has to be an intentional choice. Because the person who has to let go of the mistakes that are constantly replaying in your mind, or the fear that you've, stuck yourself on the hamster wheel of life and you're never going to get off, the person who has to let go of those things is you.
You are your own worst enemy. And it's, I had, which the previous song that I released was about that. It's about realizing that the only one truly holding you back is yourself in all facets of life.
And you are an artist who delves really deeply into all of the facets of the human heart. Like, you are not afraid to go there in your lyrics, which is something I appreciate so much about your songwriting. You travel to the vulnerable places, and you're not afraid to sit there with the audience and be like, this is where we are right now. It might not be pretty. Like, we don't have to all love it, but this is where we are, and we need to be honest about it because until we're honest about it, we can't get past it. And you had this really beautiful record, Anastasis, that we talked about the last time you were on the show. And this is part of a larger project called Balloons for My Funeral. Can you talk about the transition from one to the other and how Balloons for My Funeral was born?
Anastasis was all about the concept of actually restarting resurrection. It's Latin for resurrection. And the way I envisioned that EP was kind of like going through like the five stages of grief and knowing that you have to tear yourself down to pick yourself back up, to rise up from the ashes. And it was such a cathartic record for me. When I was first starting recording it, like I was in a good place. I was so happy. Then things started happening where it was delayed and stuff like that. And then I got like in a depressive episode. And then when I got like some like mixing sent to me and where I really sank in and heard my own words that I wrote, it was very weird. It was like what got me through it and like was able to complete the project. And for this next record, Balloons for My Funeral, it's kind of like expanding what I talked about during the EP. And putting and the reason why I called it a funeral is putting an end to a season of life. It is acknowledging with so much, such nicer, hopeful, loving gaze of my life and of my life up to right now, and also acknowledging all the deepest parts of a human, like the good, the bad, the in between. And knowing the things that you no longer serve you and leaving it behind, leaving it in a funeral, and bringing out the things that you want to continue on to your next life.
So sometimes funerals can be good things.
Yes. Yeah.
As you can put to rest something that needs to be put to rest. That's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that. No, I think that that's a really important message to people, and I think that's a really difficult thing. You talk about the milestone of 25 being like that moment where you're like, oh, well, now it's all real.
Ye
Now adulthood is real. We had our early 20s and those were fun, but now we're going to buckle down.
Yeah.
And I feel like every 5 years that happens after that is equally jarring. Like putting a decade to bed feels like a kind of funeral.
Yeah.
Because it's time you can't get back. And, you know, I think that no matter how rich we are, that's the commodity we can never buy more of is time.
Yeah.
At least not yet. I mean, maybe give Elon Musk a few years. But yeah. There's a scary thought. But I think that right now, as things stand, like the one great equalizer is time. Because none of us have more of it than we've been allotted. You can't barter for more. You can't bargain for more. You can't beg for more. You can't pay for more. We all have a finite amount of time. And because we have a finite amount of time, the things to which we give our energy, the things to which we give our time, that's a very real kind of prioritization that has very real and lasting impacts on us, on our lives, on our direction. And it sounds like that's been something that you've really been acknowledging over and over in your music and stepping more deeply into the truth of.
My biggest wish and biggest focus with music is the journey of healing and knowing the thing, going back to what you said about time, is knowing there's some things or people or situations that you no longer have time for. You don't have the luxury to keep going back to old, unproductive, not unproductive cycles. Unproductive is not the word I'm looking for. Unfruitful cycles that we tend to go to because it feels safe. We humans, we love comfort. We love feeling safe. We love being secure, which is not a bad thing, but sometimes we have to analyze, are we just feeling, we like feeling safe because we're scared of what can be? And that's where the factor of time is kind of a motivator for everyone, I would say. Mm-hmm. I think that's why we, as a generation, we're so stressed, as because we feel like, oh, we should have done this by now. We should have accomplished this by now. It's like, it's always in the back of our head. Like time, like why am I sitting in this couch not doing anything? Why am I out here in situations like that? You get distracted, but it's important to come to terms with yourself to be able to engage in the process of healing yourself, to be able to go forward in time.
Yeah. I love that you talk about the message of your music being healing. And something I hear you saying that I want to highlight for our listeners is that one of the things from which we have to heal is our subservience to fear. Like one of the messages we have to undo to really make progress, to move forward, to step into our truest selves, is that we have to let go of the fear that we think is helping us with self-preservation, but is actually holding us back from realizing our true potential. Do you feel like that's an ongoing journey for you?
Yes. I think it's an ongoing journey for all of us.
Yeah.
There are so many moments when we all know these choices that we are presented to in life that we are hesitant to, but we don't know if it's like, are we hesitant because of fear? And it causes that confusion. So for myself is sometimes it's the, as a musician, it's the fear of being successful or not. And sometimes that holds you back in so many ways. If you write a song for the purpose of wanting it to be successful, which everyone wants their songs to be listened to and be successful, but maybe you're not being true to the message that you really want to convey through this song. So that's like a perfect example of how fear can hold you back, how fear can hold you back from new opportunities of you're afraid to try, like explore a new place, go to a coffee shop by yourself or something as simple as that. Afraid of being alone. So many people in relationships because they just can't stand themselves and need that distraction, or hop into one relationship into another. And fear is also a motivator. And usually it's a motivator to do the opposite of what your soul truly wants.
Yeah. And I think a struggle that I hear you expressing that I think probably resonates with a lot of our listeners, and certainly resonates with me, is that it's difficult when you're in a moment of fear to step back, be objective, and ask yourself honestly, is this fear helping me, or is this fear hurting me? Like, if you're getting ready to jump off a 40-foot cliff, that's a healthy fear that's like, whoa, step back from that ledge. Yeah. You know? Yeah, the people who get on the crazy zip line rides, you know, at theme parks that just drop you however many feet in the air, that's a healthy fear.
Yeah.
It's like, this is maybe a scary decision for you to make. Not that you shouldn't do it, to those adrenaline junkies out there, hats off. But there's a difference between healthy fear, like fear that's actually going to keep you safe, like fear of riding in a car without a seatbelt, and fear that does hold you back, fear that is ingrained because of social messaging, or fear that is ingrained because of lies we've told ourselves over time, negative self-talk. But yeah, you know, you talk about people who jump from relationship to relationship, and you talk about this in the song, you know, this sort of grind for cash.
Yeah.
This desire to pay bills. Those are social messages. And I love that you talk about the feeling that you're not successful yet as a musician.
Yeah.
Because what that begs as a question is, what does success really mean? What is success?
Yeah. What is success? What is?
Well, and do we have a clear definition of those things? Because I think our generation has been taught to hold those things over our heads.
Yeah.
Like, we have these sort of, you know, ambiguous ideas like success. And so we're like, oh God, I got to be successful. Why am I not successful? What's wrong with me? I should be successful. And like, clock's ticking, man. I just hit 25. I'm not successful. But what does that look like? What is success? Is it being able to buy your own car? Is it making a difference with your music?
What I've learned that success is for me is being truly happy and content with the reality that you're living. If you can sit with yourself in silence and be like, right now, I'm okay with my life, you are successful. You have to succeed at this stage of life. For me, my success comes from owning my sexuality, owning my gender, doing the things that I love every single day, teaching the new coming generation about music, and being able to perform, being able to have my family talk, have them a phone call away, having my friends, that is success to me.
That's so beautiful. I love that. Being happy with the reality you're in right now, the reality you're living right now.
Yeah.
But you talk about things that are difficult, like owning your own sexuality, owning your gender, really stepping into the truth of those things, owning your career path, making the difficult choice to do the unconventional thing at any given point in time. All of those are scary. So how for those listeners who might be thinking, God, I wish I could restart. Like, this song speaks to me. What do I do? I want to clear all my old mistakes. Do you have advice for people who might be struggling with those things, who might not have found that ownership yet?
The first thing I would say is be incredibly nice to yourself. Be really, when you talk to yourself, don't talk to yourself in the voice of like a strict parent or negativity. Realize that the choices you've made them because of the circumstances that you've been in and the options that were presented to you. Realize that there is the gift of hindsight. Like, it's easy to say, oh, I could have done this, this, and this better. But at that moment, you didn't know these things. And the journey of sexuality, gender, career, all of this is all about truly getting to know yourself, sit down with yourself again with that voice of compassion, and realize the things that make you happy, because you know the things that deep down, you know who you, everyone has an idea of who they are deep inside. They just have to be brave enough to let that voice speak. So my advice is, let your inner voice speak, and let your inner voice guide you, and let your, because together you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think that's such an important message, that you already know all of these things. That the answer is not necessarily going outside of yourself to try to find the answer, but going inside of yourself to find the answer. And one of the hardest lessons I think we all learn is how to shut out the voices that ricochet in our heads that aren't ours.
And it's hard to distinguish between the voices that are ours and the voices that are ours. But there is, like, I think I mentioned this song as well last podcast.
Are we going to pull out Paramore?
Yeah, Paramore Last Hope.
I knew it. Savi and I have in common, for our listeners, that we are both huge Paramore fans. Shout out to Paramore. I ended tonight's gig by playing a Paramore.
Which one? Cover.
I played The Only Exception.
Aww.
You know, because you got to sing along The Only Exception.
And you always do. It's
a jam. And I cannot listen to 26, speaking of, without crying.
20 is such a good song.
But it goes to those same themes, right?
Yeah.
Hold on to hope if you got it.
Hold on.
Yeah. They say the dreaming is free. We won't sing too much more than that, because otherwise we'll have to pay royalties. But
yeah, it's true.
But yeah, you guys should all go check out the Paramore record. You said Last Hope, though. Tell us a little bit about how Last Hope relates to this stuff.
There's just a spark, and it's enough to keep me going. When it's dark out, no one's around, it keeps going. That's what you should be looking for, the spark inside of you. And once you, like, weave your way through, like, all these different voices, some of the negative voices are coming from yourself as well, and find the spark. And it's such a cliche, like the message of, like, a shining fire amongst all the darkness, but it's how it works for me. It's finding yourself, finding your inner child, find all stages. You are amalgamation. That's how you spell, say that. Sorry, Spanish.
Amalgamation.
Yes, that word. English is my second language.
English majors to the rescue. Amalgamation. Yes.
Of all different parts of yourself, your young child, your teenager, your 20s, your early 20s. For me, that's how it goes up for me. All these different, and finding, what made you happy as a kid? What made you happy as a teenager? What made you happy in your early 20s? And kind of finding that middle ground and saying, what makes me happy right now? Oh, I can't hear.
It's the Madeleine L'Engle quote, right? I'm still every age that I've been, because I was once a child, I'm always a child. Because I was once a searching adolescent, given to moods and ecstasies, these are still a part of me and always will be. But I think that that's the beauty, right? Is, like, one of the things that I hear you talking about is how you always try to write with empathy and compassion for yourself, for your listeners, for people that you see on a Netflix special. That there's always that moment of empathy, that desire to kind of reach out and be one with whatever the person is experiencing. And, you know, in that vein, because we are every age we've ever been, it is possible to be in every stage we've ever been. And then it's possible to get out of it.
Yeah. Truly.
That's a beautiful message.
Yeah.
I love that. So for people who are listening to this song and feeling heard by Restart, you know, you highlight the struggle, the financial struggle of adulthood. But it sounds like for you, this was much more about the mental struggle of adulthood and the ways in which we kind of tie ourselves down by internalizing social norms or internalizing negative self-talk or internalizing negative messages that we've heard from, you know, everybody from a teacher to a parent to some random human on the street who decided to weigh in on our lives. It happens.
Yeah,
Savi
it
laughed and I was like, I don't know, man. We live in Texas.
does.
I like people weigh in on the street all the time. In the elevator, on the stairs, you know, everybody's always got something to say.
Someone is always out to create chaos.
When sometimes it's good.
Yeah.
But I think that's another thing that can be dangerous is sometimes we hear a compliment about something that we don't necessarily feel is a big part of us. And then we feel like, oh, maybe it should be. You know, somebody says something like, oh, wow, you knitted a really great blanket. And you're like, should I always knit blankets? Am I doing the
Should I
wrong
be
thing?
is this my life path?
Yeah, exactly. Is this the wrong? Should I not? I shouldn't sing anymore. I should just knit blankets. I don't knit for anybody who's wondering.
Neither do I.
Not even sure where
Please.
that analogy came from. But yeah, you can allow yourself to be thrown about by the turning of the social tide. And what I hear you saying is that this song, when you talk about restart, what you're actually talking about is combating all of those messages. Allowing yourself to say, okay, yes, but have a mental restart. You don't actually have to go back because I'm not sure if we can go back to a time when we were blank slates. You know, then we get into the whole nature versus nurture argument, and who knows? But we can choose to take out the mental garbage. We can choose, and it's a hard journey, and it's not a choice that you make once and then you're done. Right? I mean, as somebody, you've been honest on the show about the fact that you struggle with depression, and I feel like that's one of the tenets of a struggle with depression is going back and learning to sort through all of that again. To say, okay, well, while I'm in the hole, this is what's happening in the hole, but we've been out of the hole before. We understand that there's a ladder. Now we got to find the ladder. That there's something similar that happens in this that you have to find in your head. All of those forces that are preventing you from living a life in which you're happy in the moment. And then one by one, you have to weed those things out and choose to let go.
And you mentioning every restart is different. Every time it's not like a blank slate, like, oh, I know how this goes. Hit the button. It's the way the human mind works, that you can just, I can be here talking to you in this moment, and then I can suddenly have a trauma about a time where a pony ran away from me. That didn't happen. Just to make sure.
A lot of fiction going on in this podcast today. But yeah, same video game, different level. Where you're like, ultimately, I have to find the exit and get out of here. I have to defeat the bad guy. The bad guy might look different. The exit might be in a different place. The obstacles might be different, but I
You
understand
have
the
the
game.
warning. You have the warning, which is the boss music, so you know it's coming. But
The boss music. Oh man. We should just do a whole show where we make life analogies by video games.
I would love it. I would be there right now. I'm ready tomorrow. I'm ready today. That's what I
Ready tomorrow, so we got to finish this podcast.
to
But yeah, so every restart looks different. And I think, you know, we had you on here to talk about Seasong. And Seasong was about its own kind of restart, like an emotional release that allowed you a restart. And this is sort of a different emotional release.
I think of Restart as a sequel to Seasong in
Ooh,
terms
tell me
of
more
like,
about that.
so Seasong was about wanting to go out into the ocean and land in a new land where nobody knew your name and you could start over. But Seasong was kind of accepting that you are not okay in this moment, but you will be okay in the future. And then Restart kind of goes into more detail of the reasons why you were not okay in this moment, and the yearning to like go away from the sea and like away from like going back to the things that no longer serve you, that the things that are in the past, that even if they bring you joy remembering those moments, you don't have them. they're in the past, and you only have your present self. And it's kind of like the moment in between, I would say. It's right before the decision of going into a restart is what restart is about. While Seesong is like the acceptance that I need to restart, and this is what I want. And restart is like, I'm not sure.
But that's part of the journey, right?
Yeah, it is.
That's the fear we have to discard as the part that's like, I don't know, growth is hard. Why don't we just, you know, eat some popcorn and sit in the corner?
Yeah.
But it is difficult. And so for those of you who have not heard Seesong, episode 27 of this very podcast and show, Savi was on to talk about Seesong. You should go listen to it. It's phenomenal. The song is beautiful. And this is... I'm so glad that you brought up Seesong and that you talk about this as a sequel to Seesong, because Seesong was this deeply emotional production.
Yeah.
Like, you have so many emotional levels in that song. You have the sound of the sea. Like, it's very beautiful in its production. But this, the way you've produced Restart, reminds me a little bit of a Queen song.
Yeah.
It feels anthemic. And you have this great, you know, na-na-na breakdown.
Yeah.
That just kind of invites everybody to sing along and restart.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit about your production decisions for this? Like, what made you go in and take this kind of keyboard vocal song to rock anthem level?
So I have to give credit to my producer, Nathan. Such a Nathan McCord, if anyone needs any arrangements, he really takes your vision and amplifies it to the 10th power. This whole record is filled with kind of like anthem moments. I think Anastasis and Seesong was very personal. It was very, while I wanted people to relate to it, it was more of me in my face, in your face about my feelings. And while I hope people connected with it, it was written as more as a release. While Restart is more written to bring people together, everyone that's feeling this way, to come and sing along and truly delve into these words, delve into these emotions, and be like, yeah, I wish I could press that button too. And I've always loved rock, punk, alt rock music, because it's in your face. It's always it's loud. You can really have a different dynamic of emotions. Mm-hmm. In it, even the aim, which you can do in any genre, but for me, it feels in the genre that is most comfortable to be able to express that fully. The way if I want to belt out a super high note with the whole like soundscape surrounding me, it's
girl, you own that.
Empowering. It's
step
empowering.
In. Yes.
Yeah,
I love that, and you do. You have this brilliant sing-along moment where it's just Nas.
Yeah.
Was that in from the beginning, or did you guys put that in later?
We put that in later.
Okay, so what was the inspiration?
It was kind of like when you're, I always think of a na-na-na moment, kind of like when you're in a bar, and it's kind of like that scene that you go, like everyone's like dancing. It was kind of that feeling, yeah. That was the inspiration between like, yeah, all our lives suck. Let's get up, let's drink, let's go in a circle. Go na 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 and up to the bridge and cry and then go home because you're drunk.
Speaking of dated references, have you seen My Best Friend's Wedding?
I have not.
Oh, Savi. Go see My Best Friend's Wedding. There's a moment where they're all in a restaurant and they're singing Say a Little Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
The Dion song.
Yeah.
And yeah, exactly. And they have these lobster hands. And they're all dancing and singing. And that's what I think about when I hear the na-na-nas, is I think about that scene in the movie where everybody's singing and the lobsters are dancing. So, mission accomplished. You guys did it. I don't know if you envisioned lobsters, but you did it.
Yeah, sweet.
That's awesome.
Check that box.
Yes. So for people who are listening to this, who are super stoked to hear the produced version, but who are also thinking, man, Balloons for My Funeral sounds like a beautiful auditory journey. I can't wait for it to come out. What is the best way for them to find you?
They can find me on my website, savieterbernasada.com. my Instagram, same name, Xavier Bernasar. It is a mouthful. I'm sorry. I'm Puerto Rican. Instagram and my website are the best ways to get to my music.
So for those of you who are listening on a podcast, your job is super easy. You just scroll up and click. But for those of you who are listening in the radio, we're so stoked that you're listening to us on the radio. Allow us to help you out. Xavier Bernasard, which is XAVIERBERNAZARD.
We love a good spelling bee.
We love a good spelling bee. And, you know, shout out to all those of us with long, complicated names.
Yeah. It'd be like that sometimes.
I know. We're doing it. We're getting through. We didn't do it to ourselves, right? We have our parents to blame for that.
Yeah. I got a few notes.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, it's the same sort of thing. I think a long and complicated name is something that you grow into in the same way you grow into your sexuality, in the same way that you grow into, you know, your gender, in the same way that you grow into your career choice and your life. You have something that you have to own and make peace with.
Yeah.
So for anybody who's listening who has something with which they need to make peace or something they need to own, definitely head to xavierbernasard.com so that you can check out Savi's music. And now I'm excited because everybody's going to get to hear the produced version of this song. But before they do, Xavi, thank you so much for coming on the podcast twice. I'm so glad that you came on, and I'm so glad we were able to have this conversation. Man, you do so many beautiful things with music, and you're so vulnerable and honest in your compositions, and it's just a pleasure to get to hear it, and I'm so glad we're friends.
So I'm so glad we're friends too. This has been, I like, even like going through talking about this, I was like, wow, I didn't even think of that. I'm taking notes. I'm like applying things tomorrow. You see me tomorrow, I'm a different person.
I mean, if we're doing our job right, we're always different people tomorrow. That's beautiful. I love it. Man, thank you so much for coming on. I'm so excited for people to hear the fully produced version. Would you like to introduce your song?
This is Restart. Hope you all enjoy.
Wish I could laugh like a kid again. Spend all my time talking to my friends. No bills to pay or wondering how it all ends. Being grown's a chore that I can't complete. Grinding for cash, not quite my speed. Damn it, I'm broke again. Looks like I'm lost, man. I'm so out of touch. Not feeling alright tonight. Looks like I lost a fight. Damned out of luck. Can I turn back time? Enjoy a brand new life. Clear out all mistakes. Have a brand new slate. And smile once again. Can I press rewind before I lose my mind? Start by break apart, have a brand new start. Hear some laughter once again. Can I turn back time? Not very fond of growing old, it doesn't light a spark. Quit searching for ways. Smile. life has led me. Turn back time. Can I turn back time? Enjoy a brand new life. Clear out all mistakes. Have a brand new slate. See you smile once again. Can I press rewind before I lose my mind? It's time for I break apart. Have a brand new start. Hear some laughter once again. Can I turn back time?
Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of Journey of a Song featuring the incredible Xavier Bernzard. To hear more from Xavier or to follow their musical journey, visit their official website at xavierbernzard.com. That's xavierbernzard.com. For behind-the-scenes glimpses and inside information, follow me on Instagram at Emmeline Music. That's at E-M-M-E-L-I-N-E Music. Don't forget to check out my other show, Journey of an Artist, Sundays at 5 p.m. Central on Deep Ellum Radio. Journey of a Song airs Wednesdays at noon Central Time on Deep Ellum Radio, and each episode is available as a podcast the very next day. Discover new music and hear fascinating stories with me, Emmeline, every Wednesday on Deep Ellum Radio and wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to tune in next week. You won't want to miss a single minute of these inspiring conversations. If a picture is worth a thousand words, a song is worth a thousand stories.